It's going good. You just got in here just in the nick of time to watch this. This is Don Barber, and that's the one with the brown cap and the ugly looking face.
That's Bud Crawford with a warm greeting on this near zero day. Zero, of course, is the cutoff temperature for this weekly team of Crawford, Don Barber, Glenn Herron, and Gary Titus. Bill Nelson and Mike Wiley round out the original crew that's restored a number of cabins here over the years. But Titus is the de facto crew chief. He ran the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge Cabin Management Program for 15 years, so restoring old cabins, or fox kennels as the case might be, is just sort of another day at the office.
And we use the same hand tools, the same marks, the same notches they do. You can see these notches, they won't know the difference if they ever came back and saw this. And that's all we do, we try and make it the same.
On this frosty day, they're putting a couple of fresh logs under the kennels. They have several examples out here, mostly donated from the nearby McLean homestead. The kennels are just a few square feet, and they seem way overbuilt for just a little fox. But one of the reasons those furs commanded such a high price nearly a century ago was how persnickety those little critters could be. The pens had to be built in an isolated area away from disturbances, and they required regular attention, and there weren't big bags of fox feed to put out for them.
Feeding the foxes every day, year-round, was a challenge. There's lots of salmon and stuff around, but there's a preservation problem in Kasilof in the 20s. How to keep food available every day, year-round.
That was Catherine Cassidy at the Kasilof Historical Society giving a presentation about fox farming at the museum a couple of years ago. The farms clearly took a lot of time and a lot of attention. By the end of the 20s, the furs were selling for just a small fraction of their peak value as the country and fashion trends headed toward the Great Depression. A final nail in the coffin would be the onset of World War II, but new nails are being driven in today in order to preserve this unique piece of the peninsula's history. Now, insofar as there's any kind of a process for this kind of a restoration, it starts at the bottom and goes up. Old logs that have basically turned into mulch have to be pulled out. New logs have to be trimmed, notched, and dovetailed seamlessly next to their century-old counterparts.
And we had to replace the last four rounds of the fox kennel because it was all rotten. And now very close to letting this. We had to use this as a guide to set this log in place and to cut the dovetail. The one thing that's really helped us out is a tool that Gary really wanted us to get, and it's called a slick.
Bud just, I showed them the tool that we already needed here, a slick. And Bud, with his kind heart, just bought one. And for dovetails, it's almost a must.
And it's about 2 inches wide, and it's a very good tool to use on these notches because it just makes them slick all the way across. But this one has really helped us out a lot in the last, we didn't have it before on any of the other cabins, but we have it now for these old fox kennels, so it's fun to use it.
It's a fun tool.
A chainsaw is one of the few modern tools put to use here. Dedication to old world craftsmanship is great, but hey, it's 7 degrees. Best to keep things moving along. The chainsaw carves notches into the side of the log, then the slick is swung back and forth between the legs as you stand over that log and cleanly scoop out all the excess, giving a nice, smooth, hewn surface on which to place the next log. Even though it's all done by hand, freeform, it's still very exacting. A little like carving out puzzle pieces once you know the shape that's missing. Titus says bringing that attention to detail to the job is second nature after working under national regulations at the refuge.
Being a federal worker, I had to follow those. And they're ingrained in me now that I can't escape them. And I know it would be easier sometimes, but no, I have to. I have to do it this way. That's
why
I was
the easy way and the right way.
I was trained, and that's the way I see it.
There is a lot to one of these kennels because it's really just a tiny little log cabin. Why were they built this stout? Well, hard to tell. To keep the bears out, or so they would last a long time, or maybe because the foxes escaped from anything else. Or perhaps just to give some volunteer historians one more puzzle to solve during the long cold winter almost a century later. In Kasilof, I'm Shaylin Cochran.